Jaya 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 J Yeah. which gradually diminishes as a material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association. And in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Sat-Garbha asuras were killed by Kamsa. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has six sons: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas, Bhakti Evainam Darshayati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifest, and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the six sons of Marichi are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination, within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the seventh pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the six sons, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya are killed, the Shesha incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Śrīla Vishnu at Chakravarti Thakur. Omegyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadantikam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Apatita Nam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada was one time visiting the Bhaktivedanta Manor in England. And there we have a deity named Shishi Radha Gokulananda. So one time Srila Prabhupada came in front of the deities and he was praying intently to the deities. And next to him was his traveling secretary with him, His Holiness Tamakrishna Goswami. So, when Srila Prabhupada was intently praying, his words were, I mean, little bit audible to Dhammapada Goswami. And eventually when Srila Prabhupada went back to his quarters, which is from the ground floor upstairs. So Dhammapada Goswami, his nature is that he's quite bold. And if you met Dhammapada Goswami, he's quite bold. If anything comes to his consciousness, he immediately asks Srila Prabhupada and tell him without hesitation. He's quite bold. So Srila Prabhupada, Dhammapada Goswami asked Srila Prabhupada, what were you praying? I saw you intently praying. What were you praying what was the words, what was your prayer to Shishirada Gokulananda? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, I was praying to Shishirada Gokulananda that I may never fall down. I may never fall down. So this confused Dhammakrishna Goswami. He's confused. He said, Srila Prabhupada, you definitely will not fall down. So why are you praying that you will never fall down? You know, you have come from the spiritual world and you are a power personality. He started glorifying Srila Prabhupada. But what is the reason? Because you will never fall down. So why are you praying that I will never fall down? Then Srila Prabhupada explained. Srila Prabhupada explained that the fact is that I am praying I will never fall down. Therefore I will never fall down. You understand? But if you are convinced you never fall down, then you will fall down. And later on, Srila Prabhupada, this is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And later on, Srila Prabhupada said that similarly, a devaki was in their consciousness. And he's very beautifully saying the same consciousness that he has, you know, Prabhupada, Devaki has. And here, it is clearly stated, although a pure devotee is situated in devotional service, but although the pure devotee is in the material world, the pure devotee is constantly feeling, fearing that I am associated with the material world and so many contaminations may affect me. That's a fact. And therefore the devotee is always alert, Prabhupada says, is always alert in fear. He's always alert in fear that there's a proclivity, there's a sort of an indication, or there's like a nature that I may fall out. And I may fall down. Now this is for a pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, like Mother Devaki. And Srila Prabhupada is wonderfully saying that Mother Devaki, a constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. And what's the constant fear of Kamsa? That he is materialistic. And she's staying with him. She's associating with him. Constant fear is there. And therefore, Prabhupada says, symbolically, Devaki represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. But when the devotee like Devaki or Srila Prabhupada is praying that I will not, I pray that I may not fall down, that represents devotion. That represents bhakti. When we have a healthy fear for Maya, we have a constant healthy fear that I may fall down. When we have that healthy fear for Maya, then that's the best consciousness for bhakti to enter. It's the best consciousness for bhakti to enter. And then these other things, you know, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya, lust, anger, greed, madness, aversion, envy, will leave. Because you are fearful that you become under the influence of these things, under the influence of lust, anger, greed, madness, aversion. When you have that healthy fear that you'll come under the constant attack of these things, you will be prone, you feel you are prone to this, then bhakti enters. And that bhakti that enters here, given in this particular verse that I have read, that when the bhakti enters, then the bhakti has to be protected. See? So Devaki symbolically represents bhakti because he has a healthy fear that I may fall from bhakti. So therefore, in order to safeguard that I am a vessel of bhakti and I am carrying devotion in my consciousness, how to protect that not to fall down? And that is the appearance of Balaram. That is the appearance of Shesha, Sankarsana, into the consciousness of Devaki. As soon as Shesha entered, prior to Shesha not entering Sankarsana or Balaram into a womb, prior to not entering, she had this constant fear that I may fall down materialistically. But then, when Shesha enters, then she felt completely protected in a devotion. Completely protected in a devotion. So symbolically, that is the spiritual master. The spiritual master gives you instruction in such a way that he protects your devotion. He protects your devotion, although you know that you are prone to fall. But he protects you not to fall. So this is a Balaram or Adiguru. Now here in this particular temple, you are most fortunate. Because you have three features of Balaram here. Anyone knows? Yes. One. Lakshman is Balaram. Yes, we discussed the other evening. Who else? Lord Nityananda Balaram. Yes. Two. One more.
Jagannath Baladev
Subhadra. So you're very fortunate to have the protection of the original spiritual masters, Lakshmana, Nityananda and Baladev, to protect our bhakti, although we know that we are prone, inclined to fall. Such a wonderful thing. But when you feel, I will not fall. When you feel, I will not fall. And when you feel, I will never fall down, what are you doing? You are challenging kama, krodha, lobha, come on, moha, mada and matsarya. You are challenging these energies here that can pull you down. Oh, I am brave, I am powerful, I will not fall. No. A devotee knows or understands that the inclination or proclivity to fall can come at any time. And therefore they take shelter of the disciplined succession and the first member of the disciplined succession, Adi Guru, original guru. is our Baladev, O Lord Nityananda, or Lakshmi. We are very fortunate to have these three features of Balaram in this particular place, in this particular dam, in that way. And okay. Balaram has many names indicative of his principal consciousness of serving Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, which we discussed yesterday, that Balaram is the original source of all incarnations, and therefore he is the sole source of Vasudev. Krishna expands as Balaram, and Balaram expands as Vasudev, and then Chaturvya Vasudev, Prajnani, and then Samsh. So another name for Balaram is Vasudev, in that sense. Rama is another name for Balaram. Without Bala, Rama is another name for Balaram. So when the name Rama is there for Balaram, like that, and then it's added to the words the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead. So Balaram is also known as the personality of Godhead by the name Rama. Why? Because Balaram is the immediate expansion, and it falls under the category of Vishnu Tattva, and therefore it is known as Prakash Vigraha. That person, which I discussed last night, who can reveal to you the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like that. So every morning we pray. Shakshat harit vena nasamasa sastri yukta satapa yata evasarati kintu prabhoya priya eva sarasya pande guru shri charanarvinda. So kintu prabhoya priya, so this personality who is not shakshat hari is Krishna. But Shakshas Haritvena is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Supreme Personality of serving the Godhead. Prabhupada said, Balaram is that Supreme Personality of serving the Godhead. He knows how to serve Krishna the best. And therefore he is the representative of the Guru. So therefore he is called a Prakash Vigraha, the one who reveals the identity of the Supreme Personality of God. In that way. Now, the son of Rohini is also celebrated. This common word is given there by Prabhupada more than anything else. And the son of Rohini is commonly celebrated as Sankarshan. You know the meaning of Sankarsha? Akash. Akash. Sankarsha. Akash means to be forcibly attracted to, in that sense. So Sankarsha. So in other words, when this particular verse that we read today is that when Devaki, from the womb of Devaki through Yoga Maya, the Sankarsha or Shesha or Balaram was transferred to the womb of Rohini. That's how he is getting the name Sankarsha, by being attracted to the womb of
meaning, Akash.
Therefore, there's one word sometimes, Shri Krishna Akashini. Shri Krishna is most attractive, Shri Krishna Akashini, in that sense. Then again, this word Rama, Balaram is called Rama because he has a natural inclination or ability to please the inhabitants of Gokula. He brings pleasure to everyone, gives them a pleasure like that. And he has not only spiritual strength, he also has in a sense, from a material perspective, he is the most powerful, even physically. Spiritual strength means Bala Rama. Bala means spiritual strength. But his name, there's a name given to him, to Bala Rama, because of his physical strength. Anyone knows? You know, like a bull, you know, physical strength. Balabhadra. Because of his, that strength, Balabhadra. He can uproot trees and everything, big, huge trees. He just hold them up instead. Like he did in the Taravan forest, when he killed that demon. What's the demon's name? Devakasura. He killed that demon like that. And then Srila Prabhupada also states that Balaram also means Rama because Tushyanti cha Ramanti. He gives pleasure also to the devotees. Also to the devotees. Jayadev Goswami, he speaks of three Ramas. You know who they are? Parushuram, Ramachandra, and Balaram. So one time, there were some devotees and they were arguing amongst themselves. And one devotee said, you know, I'm like a Kshatriya, you know. And when I chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the word Rama in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I meditate on Parusara, because he finished the Kshatriyas 21 times, killed the Kshatriyas. The other devotee said, no. Balaram is the immediate expansion of Krishna. So when I chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I meditate on Balaram as the Rama in the Mahamantra. Another devotee said, no, when I chant, I remember Lord Ramachandra when I chant. So this argument was going back and forth. And Prabhupada heard this transcendental disagreement amongst themselves. Prabhupada said, what's the matter? Come. So these devotees came, Prabhupada, we have a problem, we don't know, when we chant, you know, I'm feeling, I'm close to Parusana, and the other one is feeling close to Balaram, and the other one is feeling close to Lord Ramachandra, and they remember the name Rama in the Hare Krishna Bhagavata. So which is correct? Srila Prabhupada very affectionately told them, as you like. As you? Because in another book, which the Prabhupada says, all three are in the category of Vishnu Tattva. So it's all right. As you like. In that sense. Now, Sankarshan means to attract the Rohini. And because Sankarshan appears to increase attracting the Rohini. But when Balaram is with the devotees, including Rohini, the feature of his consciousness is that he invests potency in the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi and the devotees to increase the love for Krishna, not for him. To increase the love for Krishna, not for him. And therefore he is called Baladev. It's interesting. Balaram does not direct people to love and serve him. When they increase their love for Krishna by his association and serve Krishna, he is called Baladev. Baladev. In that way. And as we said last night, when Srila Prabhupada was asked the question by his disciple, if Krishna is a coward boy, who is Balaram? And Srila Prabhupada simply said, plow boy. Is that plow boy? And what's the name? Balaram. Yes. And the plow is used for two things. Plow is used for two things. One is, it's used to, for agriculture. So he's a plow boy. So he's the presiding deity for agriculture. And Krishna is the presiding deity for protection of cows and milk products. Because he's a cow boy. Like that. And the plow is also used as a weapon in Leela. The plow is also used as a weapon in Leela. And that particular Leela within Vraj Mandala, there are two Leelas with the plow. One is with the Duryodhana and his men when they did not listen, when he came to mediate in relation to Samba kidnapping the daughter of Duryodhana named Lakshmi. So they captured him. Why did you do this? So Balaram went to Hastinapur and said, look, the whole Yadu dynasty ended up as Suras and is coming for you because you captured Samba. So Balaram said, let's discuss this. Someone captured, someone kidnapped Lakshmi, the daughter of Duryodhana. So now you can't do anything. That's part of life. And Lakshmi is touched by Samba, so she has to marry him. So there's no other situation. So before the army comes from the Yadu dynasty and gets Samba back from you, you please give me Samba and Lakshmi, I can take back Dwarka. So they said, no. So they challenged Balaram. What Balaram did? He took his plow and with one stroke of the plow, he pulled the entire Hastinapur with its inhabitants to be drowned in the Ganga. Pulling. Can you imagine his strength? Pulling the whole of Hastinapur with all the Kauravas into the Ganga. No, don't do this. Take some and take Lakshmi. So he saved them from the war. So he used it as a weapon. And this Yamuna Akashana Leela. Akashana again too. By forcibly pull Akashana Leela. Like that. And they're making Varuni today. Varuni. They're making?
Yes, yes.
Who is making the Varuni?
Ujjwal.
Ujjwal. He knows how to make it strong. So you can get intoxicated. On this day you can get drunk. Intoxicated. So as it goes, Balaram, he was with his own consorts, the gopis. So one day Balaram decided that he wants to enjoy the company of the gopis on the banks of the Yamuna, like that. And he came to the point where he was too intoxicated by Varuni. Varuni is the daughter of Varuna. So Varuna offered Varuni, his daughter, to Balaram. And it is stated that Balaram has two co-wives, Revati and Varuni. Revati and Varuni. And Varuni appeared in the form of liquid beverage that's coming out of trees. So Balaram associated with the liquid beverage, which is the form of Varuni, and he became drunk and he told the gopis also, you take this. So they became all intoxicated. And in his intoxicated state, he could go to the Yamuna, but he wanted Yamuna to come to him. And she refused, because she thought he's drunk. And what did Balaram do? He took his plow and he said, if you don't come to me, I will drag you to me. Took his plow and he started dragging Yamuna. Please come. So Yamuna personified in the form of Kalindi. She immediately appeared. No, don't do this. I'm sorry. Amen. I thought you were drunk. No. Whether I'm intoxicated or sober, I am still Balaram. So in that sense, Balaram is considered an avadut. It's considered an avadut, which is the consciousness of Lord Nityananda. It's considered an avadut. And Balaram, when he's an avadut, he does not dress properly. Instead of putting two earrings on two sides, he put only one earring, and it looks funny. He's an avadu.
Just like nowadays children put.
So Umapati Prabhu says, nowadays children put the same thing. They only put one earring. The originality is Balaram. Become a little mad and crazy, but still he is completely aware of what's happening. Like that. So then eventually Yamuna came near. Like that, and he entered into the Yamuna with the gopis. Like that. So this is important. So this is Yamuna Akashana Leela. Like that. Then one time Srila Prabhupada gave this beautiful name, Yamuna, to one of his early disciples. She's late now. You know? She's passed on. Famous for cookbooks, and we hear her singing every morning at Darshan Arti. She's the lead singer, Govindam prayers. She's the one, Mother Yamuna. So Srila Prabhupada made her husband the president of the Krishna Balaram temple while it was under construction. Like this. This is in the early 70s. Krishna Balaram Mandir opened in 1975 in April on Ram Navami. Like that. So, although Mother Yamuna, she lived in Vrindavan with her husband Gurudas, who was the president, but she also was very important in the project. Like that. She was feeling, you could say in one sense, very fallen. For some reason or the other. Not that she's fallen down, but feeling very fallen. So as a result, she felt that she's not qualified to go and see Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, she rarely saw Srila Prabhupada. So one day, Srila Prabhupada inquired from Gurudas, where is your good wife? My Yamuna. Where is your good wife, my Yamuna? Very affectionate. She doesn't come and see me anymore. What is happening? Like that. So he said, you call her. And I want to inquire from her why she is not coming to see me. Although she is here in Vrindavan. Like that. So when Mother Yamuna came, Prabhupada said, you know, sort of in one sense, Prabhupada said, why are you, you know, in a very chastising mood? Why are you not coming to see me? Then your mother Yamuna admitted that she was very afraid of Srila Prabhupada, because recently construction and things like that, yeah, Prabhupada was always in a chastising mood. So she was afraid to come. Like that. See? Then she was practically referring to Srila Prabhupada's insistence and pushing for the Vrindavan Temple to be completed as soon as possible. She was always in a heavy chastising mood. With the architects would have been, with Guru Das and so forth. Always in a chastising mood. So she was afraid to come. Like that. So then Srila Prabhupada said that only by his pushing this temple is being completed. Otherwise we won't complete. Only by his pushing this temple will be completed in that way. But then again, Mother Yamuna, she confessed the fear of Srila Prabhupada's anger, that he'll get angry at her also. Then Srila Prabhupada said something like, you may be afraid of your spiritual master, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't come and see him. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada narrated this story. Is narrating the story. Just as Yamuna was afraid of Balaram, and Balaram forcibly dragged her to him, like that. So when he narrated the story, the Srila Prabhupada told, just as that happened, I would forcibly drag her to me. And your name is Yamuna Das. Such affection for the spiritual master. I would forcibly drag you to come and see me. Like that, in that way. So Yamuna agreed that, you know, she will stop her foolish reluctance and she will come again to cook for Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted her to cook for him. So he was relating that past of Balaram in relation to him and Yamuna Das in that way. She was very Prabhupada said that Mother Yamuna was in the category of Bhava Bhakti. Very rarely he'll say of your disciple, Bhava Bhakti, like that, was in the category of Bhava Bhakti. And one time when these three couples went from, when they met Prabhupada in Montreal and they went to England to open the center there, and to spread Krishna consciousness. That's when they met the Beatles and so forth, George Harrison and so forth. So Prabhupada was staying, he came, they went ahead and then he came. So Prabhupada was staying upstairs. And in one room was Mother Yamuna, and next door to them Prabhupada was staying there. And they both had their own balconies. So one morning Mother Yamuna came out of the balcony, and Prabhupada came out of his balcony. Like that. And Prabhupada knew that Mother Yamuna was looking at him, but he wasn't looking directly. They had separate balconies because the rooms were on the same floor. Like that. So Mother Yamuna, she told Srila Prabhupada in like in the intimacy of this exchange. Like that. She told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I love you very much. And Srila Prabhupada simply replied, yes, I know. And he went back into his room. This is how close they are. Like that. And then this news, then she told the exchange to Guru Das, her husband. But she was speaking about bhakti, devotion. But that's how they express it in the material world. You know, love you, like that. She was expressing in that sense of bhakti and devotion. She's a servant of Prabhupada. So then Mother Yamuna told this exchange to Gurudas. And Gurudas told others like that. And the news went to Los Angeles. So everyone feels like that about Srila Prabhupada in terms of devotion, in terms of the mission. You know, we love Srila Prabhupada. So everyone feels like that. So one Mataji in Los Angeles, she said, I also feel like that. But everyone feels like that in relation to Prabhupada. Okay. So she approached Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada came and in the midst of his secretaries and sannyasi disciples over there, she just went boldly to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, yes. And then she said, Srila Prabhupada, I love you very much. Hearing what Mother Yamuna wanted in that exchange. And Srila Prabhupada said, don't talk nonsense, do something practical. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
Because this is famous in the material world. They don't mean it. And then say, I love you, goodbye, and I love you very much. They don't mean it. But she was meaning it, but Prabhupada was giving another lesson, you know. That don't say you love, express your love. Do something practical. It is different from Mother Yamuna, different from her. Very intimate associates of Prabhupada's personalities. So once in Allahabad, in the Kumbh Mela, a dispute took place between Mother Yamuna and Madhuvisa Prabhu. You know who's Madhuvisa? He just left his body 2 or 3 days ago. Madhuvisa Prabhu was also a very close associate of Srila Prabhupada. Very close associate. Prabhupada gave him sannyas and he served with the, you know, His Holiness Giriraj Swami, the Jew project, and Prabhupada said, no, I have Giriraj, you go somewhere else. So he said, well, go to Australia. He opened up Australia. He was the original devotee who went to Australia and opened up Australia Madhuvisa Swami. And you'll see so many videos of Prabhupada Madhuvisa Swami. And Madhuvisa, he loves kirtan and so forth. He just left in Los Angeles 3 days ago. A little older, like 70 plus, and so forth like that. So once in Allahabad, when Prabhupada was in Allahabad at the Kumbh Mela, a dispute took place between Madhuvisa Prabhu at that time and Mother Yamuna. But these disputes are not material, it's completely transcendental. If you have a disagreement in relation to Krishna, it's transcendental. Like that, see? So Madhuvisa Prabhu said to Mother Yamuna, they have this nice relationship. He said, do you know that there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram? And he said, although there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, but there is one difference. The difference is that Krishna is blackish in form and Balaram is pure white. Although that difference is there in color, but there are no differences nevertheless. They are both the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Mother Yamuna said, no. Mother Yamuna said that there is another difference because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani and Balaram is not. She had a point. And he also had a point. Right. So the two were arguing like intensely, arguing back and forth. And Tamakrishna Goswami, who was Srila Prabhupada, there was only one GBC at one time for the whole of India. That was Tamakrishna Goswami. And Tamakrishna Goswami was Srila Prabhupada's zone secretary for the whole of India. GBC's zone secretary. He heard them arguing, and they were arguing and he couldn't resolve them. So what he did, he brought the matter to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Madhuvisa is saying like this, that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is the color, otherwise they are the same. He brought it to Srila Prabhupada. And then he said, but, and then Prabhupada, what is it? Madhuvisa is saying like that. So Prabhupada said, he is right. Madhuvisa. And Tamal Krishna Goswami, he said, but Mother Yamuna said like this. Mother Yamuna said that there is another difference, that Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. What do you think of that, Srila Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, she is right. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami said, Srila Prabhupada, they are both saying different things like that. They both cannot be right. They both cannot be right. And then Srila Prabhupada replied, you are right. Then Tamal Krishna Goswami insisted. It's a nice exchange. Insisted. He said, I have to take the answer to them. Now Srila Prabhupada, which is right? Is Madhuvisa right? Or is Mother Yamuna right? And Srila Prabhupada said, you decide. Because it's transcendental exchanges and it's all the absolute platform. Although there is differences, there is oneness. Achintya Bheda, Abheda Tattva. But there's also Balaram as the consciousness of being one with Srimati Radharani's younger sister. We discussed this the other night. And her name is Ananda Manjari, who appears incidentally as Janava, Mata, and his other consort, Vasudev Devi. They were both sisters. And Vasudha Devi is the elder sister of Janamata. And they are both incarnations of Ananda Manjari. It's interesting. Both incarnations of Ananda Manjari. So Balaram had some connection to Radharani, not directly as a consort, but connection in relation to the younger sister, Ananda Manjari. So one time Srila Prabhupada was standing in front of Krishna Balaram in Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. So one disciple came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Srila Prabhupada, Balaram means, Bala means strength. You know, both spiritual strength and physical strength. So he's very powerful, most powerful. So then he asked Srila Prabhupada, but we see Krishna Balaram here. Who is stronger? Is Krishna stronger than Balaram? Or is Balaram stronger than Krishna? Asking Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, there is the answer. Can't you see? He knows, he put his hand on it. And consciousness, what is happening?
Well, in fact, Balaram had put the hand. Balaram?
And put his?
This hand.
Balaram put his left hand on Krishna's?
Krishna's shoulder.
Right shoulder. So who is stronger? Krishna. The Prabhupada said like that. He said, you see? Krishna is stronger because Balaram rests his left hand on Krishna's right shoulder. So Krishna must be stronger. In that sense. Alright, do you have any comments or questions? Because soon the rest of the program is going to begin. I believe at 9:30 they're going to be kirtan. Right? And then around 10:30 or so there's going to be. Is Yajna, and then there's the installation or bathing of Abhishek of the new sets of shoes for Radha Bhakti Bihari. That's around what time? Around midday. And then after that there's kirtan, then there's a short talk, and then there's prasadam around 1:30 for sure. Yeah. So it's a beautiful program, wonderful festival program of kirtan, yagya, abhishek, talk, and then kirtan again, and then prasadam. Do you have any questions? We have a few minutes because there's no breakfast. Any comments or questions? Do you understand? Any announcements or comments?
I'm saying any announcements.
Any announcements? Okay. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jaya. Shri Jagannath Balidev Subhadra Maharani ki jaya. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jaya. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jaya. Shri Radha Bhakti Bihari ki jaya. Tai ko pran le. So yes, announcements.
You decide, you decide.